1 Corinthians chapter 6. Does any of you dare, having a matter against someone else, to go to law before the unjust and not before the Christians? Don't you know that the Christian shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Don't you know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? So if you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set those to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one who is able to judge between his brothers. But brother goes to court with brother and before the unbelievers. Now therefore, there is totally a fault among you, because you go to law with each other. Why don't you rather take wrong? Why don't you rather allow yourselves to be cheated? No, you do wrong and cheat your brothers. Don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are made holy, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the belly, and the belly for foods, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual sin, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has raised up the Lord, who will also raise up us by his own power. Don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a prostitute? God forbid. What? Don't you know that he that is joined to a prostitute is one body? For he says, two shall be one flesh, but he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Run away from sexual sins. Every other sin that a man does is outside the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that is in you, that you have from God, and you are not your own, for you've been bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.